All right, we're continuing on in Surah 2, Al-Baqarah, starting in verse 11. Let's get going. All right, so today we're starting on verse 11, and when it is said unto them, the non-believers is what they're talking about, make not mischief in the earth, so don't be causing all this trouble in the earth, like, go according to the way, all right, in this case, the way of the Quran, but ultimately, the way of the Torah throughout the land as far as the judicial system goes. Okay, but for them, this is, like, someone freaked out because I was telling them that I was reading the Quran and because I'm so Jewish, and then I didn't even have the heart to tell them I was teaching the Quran online the first time I'm reading it through, because they think it's a different God. And for me, we'll find out here, but I believe it's the same God, the Abrahamic God, but he had to be a light into the dark for them, just like he was a light into the dark for the Gentiles through Christianity. You know, he was a light in the dark to the Jews through the law. Like, so, you know, we're all of the Abrahamic one God faith. So I believe ultimately that this comes about through this and through these ways. So, we'll see, though. I don't know. This is my first time reading through it, too. And we're teaching it. So, I'm teaching it to the best of my ability. Reading it in English, obviously. Hey, and I don't claim to be a scholar on the Quran. So, anyone that's like, hey, he's teaching it wrong or whatever, at least I'm trying, bro. At least I'm trying. All right, but I do enjoy our time we get to spend every day. Because I do this as much as I do the New Testament, I guess. And then have the Lion of Judah Synagogue on the weekend. So tune into that show along with DJ King Worldwide. Okay. And World News with Israel. Don't forget that one too. And visit our website at www.thekingdomofjudah.com. All right, here we go. So, and when it is said to them, believe as the people believe. So believe like all the other people that believe the Quran believe. Then they try to get out of it is what they're saying. Then they say, shall we believe as the foolish believe? Trying to make the people out like they're foolish for believing the way they do. Are not they indeed foolish, but they know not? So are not the people that are not believing what everyone else is believing the foolish and not everyone else that is believing what was written down in the Quran? So, yeah. And when they fall in with those who believe, okay, so whenever they're hanging out with the believers in the Quran, they say, we believe. But when they go apart to the non-believers, the devils, they declare, lo, we are with you. Ha, ha, ha. Now, it doesn't say, ha, ha, ha. That in for a little special effect. But verily, we did but mock. So, they're basically shapeshifters. Like, if you think of non-believers, they just shift to whatever crowd to fit in. And it's like they're just a big lump of clay, basically, if that makes sense. They don't really have a brain or have any direction or purpose. Like, you know, except for, like, going to the mini marts and picking up groceries every week. But I felt bad. And this is sad. This is sad. But honestly, I feel terrible for the children that you see that are bright young kids, but then you see their parents and like you know, like there's no way out for this kid kind of deal. So hopefully they find the Quran or the Torah or the Bible and read it and find some light in their dark place. All right, so Adonai himself doth mock them, leaving them to wander blindly on their contumacy. I'm going to have to look up contumacy, and I'll get back to you on what contumacy means. But Adonai, remember I use Adonai instead of the other word, which is the word for the creator in Arabic. But I use Adonai because I'm Hebrew, so It's like, I like to use that because that's the only God we're going to serve, really. Adonai doth mock them. So our God mocks them. The one God, the one Abrahamic God mocks them and leaves them to wander blindly in their contumacy. And then next week, I'm going to actually be able to tell you what contumacy means.